Christian. Good morning and welcome this fine rainy morning, but it's still beautiful outside, isn't it? I think it is. If you would look over the announcements, they're in your bulletin, a couple that I want to point out. We're a little short today on women. Some of our gals are at a retreat in Douglas, and it's good that they're there, and our pastor is there with them. And so we have Dennis Baker joining us today and doing the sermon, which will be awesome, as we know. Couple of things. Godly Girlfriends are meeting on Thursday night, and we're going to decorate the patch. Is that right? We're decorating the patch. Okay. Week of Compassion Luncheon is next week, and Keith, you have... Where's Keith? He has... Well, he has an announcement about that. I think today is the last day, is that right, Amber? To buy tickets for the Week of Compassion dinner. And you can get them out there. There's also a couple paintings that you can buy a raffle ticket for that goes to that. Goes to the Week of Compassion, the proceeds. Let's see, what else? Anybody else have any announcements today? Okay, so if you will, make sure that you sign the register. Greet those around you. If you know them or if you don't know them, greet them anyway. And we will sing page 323, Wonderful Four Words of Life, after that. What? Prelude. Oh, prelude. Sorry, prelude. She has a beautiful one. Okay, now would you please stand and greet those around you, and we will sing page 323 when we're done greeting people.
Yeah.
please remain standing for the call to worship? Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call on his name, make known his deeds among the peoples. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice.
Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his presence continually.
The invocation today is from a prayer that I read in a book. It is a prayer that the Ojibwe tribe of the Anishinaabe Indians of North America pray. Miigwech, which means thank you. Miigwech, Nukomis, thank you, grandmother. Miigwech, Nishumis, thank you, grandfather, for the beauty of this day and for the life you have given us, and for the wisdom that comes when we listen to the voice, your voice on the wind and in the water and singing among the trees. We pray for guidance from the Creator and the spirits. Let our hearts be open to all you have to offer us. Just as the grandmothers and grandfathers of the Anishinaabe teach their people to pray to the great Creator for gifts they have in the world, we also pray to God, our Creator, for the multitude that he has given us. In the way Jesus taught us, let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Seated. Our hymn of prayer and praise is Take Time to Be Holy, found on page 572, and we'll sing verses 1 and 3.
So at this time, those children who are going to go to worship and wonder can follow Jennifer and Kylie back there and take off and go downstairs and have a great time downstairs. The two sprays you see here were here for Marge Haas' memorial service, which was yesterday. If you didn't have a chance to attend her memorial service, it was, as Paul said, one of the better memorial services. I think I've attended to that. It was a joy to see all of the family that came and how much Marge had touched their lives and touched people in this community. Learned a lot of things about Marge that I did not know, so that was great for me. So prayers for the family as they continue to seek comfort on their loss of Marge. It has been hard on the kids. They were very close prayers for comfort for them, as well as safe travel as they travel back to their homes. Our card shower this morning is for Bernard Ambrosino. If you weren't aware, Bernard has a catering business, and the catering oven in his trailer blew up here about, it's probably been a couple weeks ago, and it actually blew the oven door off, and Bernard was able to put up one arm to block the door from actually striking him. It could have been a lot worse. Did cut his arm and caused about 8 stitches. That caused Bernard to stop doing something for, I think, about 35 to 45 minutes, and then he was back in the kitchen cooking and saying he was fine. When I asked about him on Friday when I was out there at noon, they said, other than the fact is that he's stubborn, he seems to be fine. So, but he would appreciate a card, so if you would please reach down and fill out a card and tell him how grateful you are that he's okay, and that appreciate that, and go forward and hope he gets well, because I think he's going to continue to do the Thanksgiving dinner, so we want him healed up in order to cook them turkeys for us. So, other prayer requests that we have in, Fred Burgess, who is the brother of Ed Burgess, lives in Dallas, is currently having some health issues, and so the Burgess family has asked for prayers for him, along with the Gomendi family, which is Mary Burgess's family. They're having health issues as well, and so she just asked for general prayers for healing and comfort for their family. Sally Grooms, who is the mother of Ted Grooms, developed some bleeding in the stomach this week and has been admitted to the hospital up in Worland. They have been giving her some transfusions and have figured out kind of what was wrong, but she had gotten pretty sick. So we asked for prayers of healing for her. She's feeling better, but she still is in the hospital and probably will be in the hospital at least for another couple days. So prayers for healing for Sally Grooms. Of course, we have prayers for our other health concerns listed on the back of the bulletin and our senior members. I will share a joy with you. Yesterday at Marge Hodges' funeral, Carol Sage came and talked to me, and the elders had been approached by Mountain Plaza to maybe perhaps do some evangelism out to the assisted care facility there. In that they're not able to get to church. And so if we could provide some type of evangelism service for them, whether somebody to just read scripture to them, or maybe somebody would go out and play the piano on that. I mentioned that about a month ago in the board meeting, and Lonnie McBee's eyes lit up. And so her and Carol Sage did the first one this week out there. And as I was explaining to Ted and Paul, I wasn't sure whether they were telling me or threatening me, but it went so well that no one else is to get their time slot or their day to do that evangelism service going forward. They will take care of that. So she said they had about 45 in attendance out there. They will be doing communion. So she told me, she said, if the other elders would like to participate, maybe they would like to go to a different nursing home in that, because Lonnie and I have this one covered. So that's a strong joy I have to share, is our evangelism efforts out there were well received, and we're grateful for Lonnie and Carol doing that. So Are there other joys or prayer concerns to share today? Keith. Okay.
So if you want more tickets and you want to buy some by Wednesday, contact Debbie.
Okay. So a joy that we have had over 600 pairs of Eclipse glasses donated that will be sent to Nepal for next year's eclipse when that happens, so that we can protect some eyes over there. And prayers of guidance and support for the sandwich ministry. People who are participating in that, they could use that this time of the year. It's a difficult time as they transition from summer to fall in guidance. So prayers for guidance and direction for those. Also, if you, as we always are, a giving church, if you have extra coats or gloves available in that, there'll be a collection box underneath the coat rack there for that. Other joys or concerns? Hearing none, let us take a moment and pray. O gracious God, we know the seasons are changing. We know that we begin to see the colors fade from the summer flowers, but the leaves turn colors. We rejoice in the harvest of the fruits and vegetables that are coming in, and know that everyone can benefit from the nourishment that we receive from your work. We ask that you be with each and every one of us as we go forward in the week to extend your love, your hope, and your generosity towards everyone. We ask that you be with the Marge Haas family as they mourn the death of their mother, but rejoice in how much she touched their lives and others' lives. We ask for safe travel for them as they head back to their homes to remember her. We ask for healing for Sally Grooms as she struggles with some internal bleeding. We know you are with her and you will provide help and guidance to the doctors who are treating her. We are thankful, God, for the generosity of receiving over 600 pairs of Eclipse glasses so that we can send to parts where these glasses may not be available, and protect eyes so they too can share in the joy of your world. We ask you to reach out for guidance for the people who struggle with life's issues that are in the sandwich ministry, at the rescue mission, and other parts. We ask that you reach out to them, place your hand on them, let them know that they are loved and that they can rely on your strength to lead them in the right direction. We are thankful for Lonnie and Carol and for their evangelism efforts at the Mountain Plaza Assisted Care Facility. what joy they brought to 45 people there, and the joy that they have received by doing that will continue on and on and on. We are grateful for your guidance, dear God. We ask that you continue to be with everyone who is in need. In these things we pray. Amen.
Come to this table not because we must, but because we may. Not because we are strong, but because we are weak. Come not because any goodness of our own gives us a right to come, but because we need mercy and help. Come because we love the Lord and we would love to love him more. Come because he loved us and he gave himself for us. Come and meet the risen Christ, for we are his body. All who seek God's love in Christ are invited to share the Lord's Supper. Please partake of the bread and cup as they are passed, and then serve the person next to you. Prepare your hearts for communion, this special thing that we do every Sunday. Please turn to page 351, and we will sing Fill My Cup, Lord.
As I prepared this week for the service, I thought about the words of institution. And I thought about what these words meant to me. And I started thinking about it. And what I came to was, I came to the visualization of me sitting in the pew where you are. And looking at it and listening to Pastor Cynthia talk about the bread and the cup. And it especially came to me about during the summertime when we do communion by intinction, about breaking the bread. And I visualized the bread, and when you break the bread, you'll take a round loaf like this, but when you break it open, it's not a straight line. It weaves back and forth like a large crack. And it reminded me that when Jesus died on the cross, the curtain was torn, and that was probably what the curtain looked like. But to me, it also symbolized maybe God's heart being broken that his son had suffered on the cross. And the cup with the juice signifying the blood that had been shed by Jesus for us. And I thought about it, and it made me kind of sad. I thought, well, you know what? I never thought about God losing his son or feeling bad that his son had suffered on the cross. But then it came to me. We have the candles here, and they show us the light, and they show us that God sends the light to us through these things. These truly are the gifts of God for the people of God. Let us pray.
We come to this table, O Lord, as one great fellowship of love. Although we do not always love you as we ought, nor do we love one another as we should. Help us, as we eat this bread and drink this cup, to remember that all people everywhere long to know and receive your goodness. In Jesus Christ our Lord, amen. Thank you.
And now, not because we have to, but because we are grateful, let us return to God what is ours to share. Let us, with a gracious spirit, offer our gifts and our tithes to our church and to you, God, who is the creator and maker of all things. The diaconate will now wait, collect our tithes and offerings. God, we give you this offering today. With it, we worship you and give ourselves to you. Please accept it and use it for your kingdom and your glory. Extend and multiply its reach and influence. May it be a great blessing to those who receive it. May it be a blessing to those who give it. We ask all this in the powerful name of Jesus. Amen. I'm going to attempt to get through the song for you. It's called the Revelation Song.
Worthy is the slain. Holy, holy is he. Sing a new song to him who sits on heaven's mercy seat. Worthy is the slain. Holy, holy is he. Sing a new song to him who sits on mercy seat. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you. Flashes of lightning, rolls of thunder. Blessing and honor and strength and glory and power be to you, the only wise King. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you. Filled with wonder, awestruck wonder, at the mention of your name. Jesus, your name is power, breath and living water, such a marvelous mystery. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you.
It's just beautiful, Amber. Thank you. I'll be reading from Genesis verse 26 to 31. Then God said, Let us make humankind in our image, according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the wild animals of the earth, and every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. So God created humankind in his image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth." God said, "See, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is upon the face of the earth, and every tree with seed in its fruit. You shall have them for food. And to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth, everything that has the breath of life, I have given every green plant for food." And it was so. God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day.
The second reading comes from Isaiah 9, 6 through 7. For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing it and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
Well, I want to thank Kathy and Amber for their patience this week with me, especially Amber. Monday morning at breakfast, I was sitting there, and Judy asked me, she said, "So what's the title and subject of your sermon?" And I said, "Well, right now it's called I Have a Plan." And she said, "Well, what's that about?" And I said, "I have no clue, but I know in 4 hours my email's going to ding, and it's going to be Kathy emailing me wanting to know what the scriptures are and what the sermon topic is. And so I'm going to need to tell her something and that. So I'll just say I have a plan, then I'll fess up to you that that really wasn't the plan. I had no plan at that point in time what I was going to talk about. So, but luckily, in that four-hour span, a kind of little light went on. But it hadn't went on far enough that when Amber contacted me and said, "Hey, what are you talking about? And I'll try and pick songs for it," she got like a one-sentence kind of reply that really, quite frankly, didn't make any sense. So Amber had the toughest job of all of picking out songs to complement the sermon. So anyway, appreciate their patience. The song was great. The piano music is great as always, so thank you very much. So today we're going to talk about parts as parts, which is kind of an unusual sermon topic by means. And I almost thought about just going and sitting down next to somebody and saying, "So what do you think parts as parts means?" And then that way you could tell me what it was all about, what I was going to talk about, and I'd just tell everybody else. You could whisper it in my ear. But as I tried to think about what I wanted to speak to you today about, I came back to the first thing. It says, "Well, go start at the beginning and work your way forward." So I went to the Bible and I turned and opened up Genesis. And I came to the part about where it said, God created man. God created man in his image. And I started thinking about that. Yeah, because it, again, kind of like what I talked about up at the communion table a little bit, is I'm a visualization person. I have to visualize things. I can read something, and I couldn't put together a square puzzle with four pieces in that. But if I can see somebody do it, I can then kind of figure it out how to do. So I started thinking about this, so God creating man, and I started thinking about it as if he was a craftsman, molding each and every one of us in his likeness. Now, we come in all different shapes and sizes and colors of hair and eyes. We have different sized feet. We like different music. We like different TV programs. We like all, some like to fish, some like to hunt, some like to read. But he created us in his image. He crafted each and every one of us. Everyone who is out there, God created in his image. So I pictured him working much like a woodworker, or a seamstress, or a baker. You know, because when they work with stuff, they're always careful about crafting things, about making sure that things meet right, that the seams are straight, that the joints come together right. But have you ever noticed when you talk to a craftsman, doesn't matter whether it's a mechanic, a baker, somebody who does, works in woodworking, those type of things, even if it looks fantastic, you say, this is so, so nice. They'll say, yeah, but you know, I could have done this a little different, and it would have been a little bit better. And it doesn't matter who that is. It can be a mechanic. It can be anybody. And I thought about that, and I thought, well, you know, God doesn't make mistakes. His joints always should go together. His seams should always be straight. Everything about us should fit perfectly. But then I thought, maybe that's the craft. You see, he didn't make us all perfect and straight. He made us a little disjointed. We all have challenges that we've got to overcome, whether that's life challenges, money problems, health issues. Whatever the challenge may be, God made us so that we would know that we had a challenge, that he was with us and there to help us overcome that challenge. You see it throughout the Bible. Doesn't matter where you read, New Testament or Old Testament, the challenges have been there. So it's not just us that have the challenges. If you read throughout the Bible, everyone does. I mean, how many of you have went to the North Platte River and said, you know, hey, I'd really like you to part that open so I can get to the other side because I really don't want to go down the way and that, you know. And by the way, I got somebody back behind me who's really mad and that. No. He didn't give us that. He gave us the fact that he created each and every one of us individually, carving us, molding us, making us. Well, that was interesting to me. And as I thought about it, I kept thinking about, you know, well, what does that really mean? You know, he created me in his image. He created me in his image to go forth and spread the word. He created me in his image to share his love. He created me in his image to share his generosity. These are the things that he shared with me. So then I thought, okay, I'm kind of maybe understanding what that's saying. And then I said, okay, got to have another scripture, because we always have to have two scriptures. So I looked around and I looked around and I found Isaiah. Unto us a child is given. Unto us a son is born. And I started thinking about that, and I thought, this is a great way to welcome in the Savior, to welcome in the child into Jesus, into our life. He was announced to us that he was given to us by God, and that we would call him Emperor, Counselor. And he would be with us. So I started thinking about that. And then I said, you know what? We are all children of God. So then I started smiling and looking around and going, you know what? Unto us a child is given. Kathy plays the piano, organizes us throughout the week as we do our sermons. Unto us a child is given. Amber directs the choir, sings for us, praises for us, speaks to us. Unto us a child is given. Maybe a woodworker who works on a Bible case in that, who gives to the church, who wants to remain kind of in the background. But unto us a child is given. Unto us a child is given. Rick Black is on the soundboard back there almost each and every Sunday, making sure that we can hear and see the visualization. Unto us a child is given. We have Martha. Who knew that putting together an ice cream parlor at an assisted care facility would bring so much joy? Unto us a child is given of Lonnie and Carol, who are spreading the evangelism word to the nursing home, to people who can't get to church, who want so much to have that contact with God, that they showed up 45 strong for the first one. And that it lit the light inside of Lonnie and Carol to say is, we will continue. It meant so much to them to do. Unto us a child is born. I went to the service yesterday. I talked to Paul about this, about Marge Haas. I learned more about Marge Haas yesterday than I did the entire time I knew her. I did not know that Marge Haas was actually the cool mom when she was here. I had seen Marge Haas all the time and everything, but I never knew, had never put two and two together until they said purple was her favorite color. And then I thought back on Marge and I go like, I never saw her in anything but purple. And that it was always purple. I did not know that Marge was an artist. But what struck me the most was, unto them a child was given. Marge brought six children into the world, and when they came yesterday, between the children and the grandchildren and the great-grandchildren, there were over 30 strong who traveled here in memory of their grandmother. Because unto them a child had been born that delivered into their life so much and had given so much. And you could see the feeling as they spoke, as the children spoke, they still mourn the loss of their mother. Even though they knew the end of the physical life was inevitable, they missed her dearly. But by that, I think they could take comfort in knowing that Marge is up in heaven and saying, it's okay, we'll get along. I'll watch over you. Unto us a child is given. Today is a special day in the Grooms Baker family. I call it Grooms Baker. And that Mackenzie Grooms is 1 year old today. And that it's hard to believe that she's only been around for 1 year. Because when Mackenzie now says, dot, 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 that means to our family, well, the compounding effects of that drug is such that these are the benefits and the side effects of it. And by me selling you that drug is going to put me into a 39.6% tax bracket, but because I have all this equipment here, and that I'm going to be able to depreciate that, which is then going to lower my tax rate by 34%. When in actuality, Mackenzie's saying dot, dot, dot means I want a cheese puff and it's over there. But we know Mackenzie's reading at a 12th grade level. She's almost ready to be headed to the Baby Olympics. And that, and she's the focus of our attention. She is a child given to us. We understand that. When we see a new child, it energizes us. We love to watch children grow. We've seen it here in the church. Our kids have grown. We've seen them go. Unto us, these children have been given. And it is for our benefit that God gives them to us. So to each and every one of you, you are the child that has been given. And you can be whatever you want to be, but you need to utilize what God gave you to do and use it to the best of the interest of everyone. Because remember, He molded and made each and every one of us in His likeness. And when He had finished, He said, it was good. You know, He gives us these gifts each and every Sunday that we come here to remind us of the sacrifice that He gave to us. But remember that you are a child of God, that He is providing His children with the nourishment so that we may go forward to share the love, the generosity, the hope, and the comfort that He provides to everyone. Amen and amen.
Thanks, Dennis. We welcome members by confession of faith and baptism or transfer of membership to accept Christ as your Lord and Savior or to make the First Christian Church your church home. You can talk to our pastor or Dennis or myself or any one of the elders if you feel that you would like to do that during our closing hymn. If you would stand and sing with us, page 564, He Touched Me, verses 1 and 4. 1 and 2? Oh, there's only 2. Thank you.
If you have time, there's coffee and refreshments downstairs for some fellowship among each other. It's kind of a chilly day, so it's a good day to have a cup of coffee and a donut. I look like I've already ate enough donuts, but on that. If all hearts and minds are clear, let us close. Oh, gracious God, we know that you have molded us and created us in your likeness. We ask that you go forth with us into this coming week. Be with us as we share all the joy, happiness, generosity, and hope that we can provide to anyone who is in need. In these things we ask. Amen.